Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.
On this day, October the 12th, 1963, the new College of Arts and Science of the University of the West Indies opened on an area of reclaimed land at the Deepwater Harbour in Bridgetown. The site had previously been used for a Caribbean trade fair, so the new college occupied the temporary sheds that had been erected for that event. Early lectures were sometimes disrupted by the sound of rain drumming on the corrugated iron roof. The groundwork for the new college had been laid by the DLP government led by the island's premier, Errol Barrow, and his Minister of Education, Cameron Tudor, when they introduced free secondary education in Barbados. The college was also intended to cater for students from the Windward and Leeward Islands, who would otherwise be required to travel to the UWI campuses in Jamaica or Trinidad. Planning for the opening of the college was in the hands of a committee, which included Erskine Ward, Fred Phillips, and Victor Cook, while a planning office was established on the compound of the St. Michael's School. When the College of Arts and Sciences opened on this day in 1963, it had just 118 students and 10 full-time academic staff. Many of the first batch of students were mature persons, ranging from teachers and civil servants to housewives. As a result, from the beginning, a mixture of day and evening classes were held to accommodate them. The founder members of the staff included Anthony Phillips, who taught history, Richard Alsop, who taught English, and Robin Russell, who taught chemistry. On the administrative side, early pioneers included Blossom Lane, Marion Ford, and Joan Brathwaite, to name a few. For the first year, Leslie Robinson from Jamaica was acting principal. There were no faculties or academic departments. Instead, the college was divided into divisions, while the members met in a single board of studies, the first chairman of which was Richard Alsop. It was not until 1967 that the college moved to the Cahill site and officially became the third campus of the University of the West Indies. The original buildings at the harbour site were unimpressive, and the site itself was dusty and potholed. But as the first permanently appointed principal, Sidney Martin, remarked, "It is not what buildings look like, or fine equipment, or beautiful grounds, that will decide whether our efforts are worthwhile. It is what comes into the buildings, what goes on in the buildings and grounds, and what finally goes out, which will decide the value of these efforts." No doubt the pioneers who launched the College of Arts and Sciences in Barbados on this day in 1963 would have been delighted by the thousands of outstanding graduates that the institution has produced since that time.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.